With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Good morning and happy Friday, Bills Mafia. It's your boy Sterls, and this is the 3-minute drill right here on the Intentional Grounding podcast with Buffalo Rumbling. So, the Buffalo Bills will be at home this week against the New York Jets. Now, the Bills have had a hell of a week, losing to the Denver Broncos, firing offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey, and in comes Joe Brady. We don't know what Joe Brady's going to bring to the table. And, you know, he really hasn't had much time to operate right here in a short week. So we don't know what kind of wrinkles he's going to bring. Now, in the past, we know that he likes to use men in motion and stuff like that. So we'll see if, you know, he uses some of those concepts to kind of open up this pass game. I'm really interested to see if this is a guy that the Bills can kind of hang their hat on and say, you know what, you're going to be our leader for the offense in the near future and lock him up to a good size deal. Because if he performs, I'm pretty sure he's going to be getting a head coach opportunity somewhere. So we'll see how it kind of works out. But the spotlight is on Joe Brady. It is on Josh Allen in this offense. Also, with the offensive side of the ball, James Cook is having one of the best years for running back this season. Right now, he's top 5 in rush yards over expected with 117 yards. He's second in efficiency with 3.14. He's top 5 with 8-plus defenders in the box percentage at 9.17. So that means he's facing the least amount of 8-plus defenders in the box. He's 8th in average yards behind the line of scrimmage with 2.6. So that means when he's getting the ball, he's getting north. He's also, overall, he's 6th in rush yards with 615 rush yards. Right now, Christian McCaffrey leads the NFL with 747 yards rushing. So James Cook is having a phenomenal year. I think if you want to open up this Bills offense, it has to start with James Cook. Right now, the New York Jets, they have the second worst rush defense in the league. They're giving up 138 yards per game. So get James Cook going north and south. I think you'll find some success there. And I think that also will open up the passing game, maybe mix in some different kind of route combinations. You heard Dan Orlovsky and others call this offense that Ken Dorsey was running a high school offense. So let's see what they do there. On the other side of the ball, we got Zach Wilson coming into town. Zach Wilson statistically is one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Here are some numbers to prove that. Average time to throw 2.91, which is worse than Josh Allen, bottom third. Average air yards, he's 5th, which is bottom third in the league. Aggressiveness rate, 18.3. So he is risky with the football, can be careless at times. So the Bills can and should take advantage of that. His quarterback rate is 74.6, which is bottom third. Completion percentage, 59.8, which is also the bottom third. You didn't need me to go into all those stats to tell you that Zach Wilson is the average to below average quarterback. So with that being said, on the offense side of the ball, they have a really good running back in Breece Hall. I think you're going to have to put your focus on him. And then on the outside, they got Garrett Wilson, who's one of the best young receivers in the league. So what can the Bills do defensively to kind of stop the New York Jets? They don't score a lot of points. I think Sean McDermott needs to dial it back a little bit, let these guys play free, not come up with these crazy blitz packages on third down where you're leaving guys wide open. I think they need to fix that. So I think the Bills win this game. I think it'll be a 24-13 win for the Bills. They will improve their record to 6-5. So here I am giving you some good news heading into the weekend. Also, this Sunday night, I will be back with the Intentional Grounding post-game show right here on the Buffalo Rumblings VidCast feed. But whatever you guys decide to do this weekend, man, I hope you enjoy a happy Friday. And we'll see you later.